Very interesting question. I will answer with a small anecdote from what we have been doing at the Swiss Federal Office of Energy some years ago. Actually, 3 years ago, we started to build our data management inside the administration. And this will tell us two basic barriers or adoption barriers, challenges that we need to overcome to use digital technologies in a broader way at public administrations. So while we started, we were going actually from unit to unit to survey and to inventorize the different data that they have and we're working with from our colleagues. And what do you think the most popular answer was? The most popular answer from the colleagues was, "We don't have any data. I mean, thank you, but thank you for your interest, but we don't have any data." And that was quite frustrating. And it required a lot of training to overcome actually this lack of awareness that we actually work a lot with data, that data need to be in a specific format, that it should be, you know, easy to share, to access, that it's used along the processes that we conduct and carry out every day. So the first one, awareness, and actually the access to high quality, reliable data. And then if you see what happened to most of the people that were working on that project, they already left. And why is that? I mean, on the one hand side, of course, it was quite frustrating work if you're every day challenged, need to challenge your colleagues and convince them that actually data management and collecting, storing data in an efficient way has a value for your organization. But this also shows something else, the high demand of skill set that is actually existing when it comes to data science, artificial intelligence in public administration and also in the industry. And when you see where most of the colleagues left is they built new offices, they're now leading new offices outside our institution in other public administration bodies because they need people with experience how to inventorize and show how to manage data, which is the basis for most of the digital technologies that we use today. So these two.
That's an interesting example.